This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey.
Good day, program moving along. How do you do, Jay?
Very well, thank you.
You do well. That's good. All right. I'm doing well, thank you as well. It's almost impossible for one to forget when someone unexpectedly, in a big way, gives you something and doesn't want anything in return. You know, people who are like that in life, they are very generous, helpful. Mm-hmm. We hear stories about them. I try to find them, and you do too, every day. Things that are real, that come from people who have insight and just feel like they want to do something to help. There are those stories, as I said, we usually highlight one or two of them every single day. Somebody who does something and they want nothing in return. Doesn't that rock? I love that, those things. Frankly,
it's a genuine, the way to rock generous, the world. Kind
yeah,
heart.
Rocking the world. All right, well, let's go back to reality here for a trip into politics and not necessarily a great ride. Lindsey Graham, who seems more lately to be a little off his mark, and I'm not sure, what you know, is it an age thing or is it just he's been around too long and we're just all tired of listening to him? The ominous warning that came from him about what might happen if Trump is prosecuted as a result of the ongoing investigation into mishandling of the records. He said, quote, "Most Republicans, including me, believe when it comes to Trump, there's no law. It's all about getting him." And that's, you know, whether that's the case or not, I think there is some of that, frankly. I think there's a lot of it. Trump's personality.
Sort of a witch hunt.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so he, you know, there are those people, the Fox News people on one side and MSNBC on the other side, and the waste of time that it is to watch any of that crap. Then there are those on the other side, like Lawrence O'Donnell, who looks at this like it was the most serious thing in the world. He says that Graham has hit rock bottom. You know, he kind of alluded to Lindsey Graham is drinking too much. Maybe that's his problem. What is that? What does that prove? What is this all about? There's no. What are the facts of the case? And that's really what mm-hmm. is to be determined here. I can't tell you that I know. And frankly, at this point, I'm probably one of the few people who do this for a living that doesn't really give a darn. I don't care. I think that this ongoing fiasco, the chicken and the egg and wood cave, it's just nonsense. Why are we spending our time? You know, people say, oh, it's very serious. They stole our government. And Trump yesterday was interviewed and he demanded to be reinstated as the rightful president or have a new election right away. Some Republicans are distancing themselves from all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are others like Graham who just keep the fire. What do you gain? How does America get ahead here with this under the circumstance?
Well, and what gets so muddied is some of this is just ludicrous, and then other parts of there's valid points
laughable.
To it. Yeah, there are valid points, like the double standard, because you look at the whole Hunter Biden thing and how Twitter completely tried to keep any of that information from people's newsfeed.
Yep.
Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg acknowledged that while they didn't do it to the degree that Twitter did, they did somewhat subdue it from people's newsfeeds.
Yeah. We're in a difficult state here. There's too much information, and much of it is poor.
And too much control about the type of information we get.
Exactly. Well, people pay attention. They voluntarily sign up for Facebook or Twitter. Here we promote it all the time. Social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and Twitter, Good Day On Air, because people use it. But what do they use it for? I only use my Facebook, my personal Facebook page, for fun stuff, family stuff, things that are on the farm. Once in a while, I posted something that Ayn Rand wrote in one of her books that I thought was right on, and I put that up. But generally speaking, you won't see any, you don't see no politics, nothing controversial, because that's not what I want to use it for. I don't see anything good coming from that. Nothing. Zero comes from that that's good. But the other thing is that people are so convinced that because one person says it, it's true, and if somebody else says something different, it's false because they don't believe that person. That person is an axe to grind. Everybody's got an axe to grind. And what we're teaching youngsters, this generation, or the last few generations, are, you know, what we're teaching them to believe anything and everything they see in those devices. And, you know, the grinding of news media folks and what it is. You know, I was looking at the New York Times this morning. They're grinding up on the economy and how unfair it is. So what's your solution? Okay, you got all of the information there. Yep, good fortune, bad fortune, tough on some people. But what's the fix? And that's the question. Most of the political, you know, ramadama-ding-dong that comes back is there's no fix to it. It's just all a lot of talking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joe Biden talks today. He's delivering a speech on the threats to American democracy. Okay, Joe, you got a solution? What's the solution to the problem? That's what I want, solutions from you people who are elected. You want the job? Then do the job. Fix what's wrong. And there's a lot of it. And it won't be fixed by throwing money at it, taking money from the rich to give to the poor like Robin Hood. Joe Biden sees himself as Robin Hood. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin, that was a theme from the old Robin Hood TV show.
Okay.
Right? You never heard that
nicely
before.
Done. I like the passion behind it. You took us to church.
Well, I just think that there are a lot of things in my life that I have passion for. My children, my grandchildren, the work that I do here, stuff on the farm. You heard the voice yesterday when I was talking to John Harper about what was going on at NASA. I'm very passionate. I think it's fabulous stuff.
It is.
Yeah, and that's something to be excited about. Everybody's different. So I get that you want to maybe be excited about Donald Trump. Nobody's excited about Joe Biden, right? Do you know anybody who's... Poor Joe. He's just kind of there occupying time and space. And every once in a while, he pulls a boner like the student loan thing. Mm-hmm. And that's how people notice him. But he was elected because the machine wanted him to be elected. And so under the circumstances, he's there until somebody new comes in. Donald Trump going to run for election in the next couple of years? Maybe, maybe not. But again, I look around Joe Biden. He's the best person to lead our country? I don't think so. Donald Trump, he's the best person to lead the country? I don't think so. So where are those people? They get ground up by the BS constantly that I referred to a few minutes ago on Fox and MSNBC and other outlets. It's continuing grind. Let's grind them up. So how does that get us further ahead? It's, yeah, Nope. Okay, one of the things we missed on the farm report was the crash on Interstate 80. 150,000 tomatoes scattered across Highway 80 in California. Now, that would have been an interesting salsa experience, right? Can you imagine how hot the pavement is cooking up those tomatoes?
Isn't there already a tomato shortage happening because of the drought?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. There are. As a matter of fact, I was looking at that. Because of the drought, the spaghetti sauce business has gone to all to hell. Right, Dad? The problem is the drought here is not helping the farmers. The tomato growers are trying to figure out what... Now, I've had my crop of tomatoes in my garden is great. I've got a drawer full of them in the crisper in the refrigerator, and they're so yummy, even though, you know, we watered the garden a little bit. But the tomato crop, those of you who are looking for spaghetti sauce, you're probably noticing that the price is almost twice what it was last year at this time. Because that's, hello, ding, ding, ding. There's a shortage of tomatoes. And this isn't going to help it. You're right about that. The Consumer Price Index, which is a measure of inflation across all industries, finds that prices have increased about 9% when it comes to food items. I think we've reviewed some of these. I'm looking. The numbers seem to be pretty consistent between 8.5% and 9.5% over the last 2-3 months. As a matter of, well, let's see here. The worst inflation was 4 months ago, where the cost of food in the supermarket was 12 points higher than it was last year in the same time frame. So 12% more. I was in the grocery store yesterday. I bought $170 worth of I don't know what, frankly. I don't know what I bought for $170. I mean, I got a couple of bags of groceries, mostly fruit. And you don't think that's expensive? Woo! The local stuff we're getting, it's apple time. So the apples, probably, if you're fortunate enough to find good apples or pears at one of the local farms, orchards that have these things, the prices are going to be sky high. And because there's a lack of rain, the pears, the apples, I've noticed it with peaches, are smaller because they don't have the pulp from the water.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of the impacts of the situation. So we have a lack of water, and they're calling it, some of the farmers call it food inflation. And I guess it is. And it also is affecting poultry and beef and eggs, pretty much everything that you buy, and not just stuff from California. But I thought it was interesting when I looked at the spaghetti stuff and thinking, okay, yeah, this is something that is affected, and it now is even worse because of all those tomatoes that scattered across Highway 80 in that crash. So, anyway, enjoy a tomato if you can find a good one today. We'll put an Italian dressing on it, a little cheese. Yum! 18 past the hour. The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the DUG3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code DUG3. That's how you save the $200. EdenPureDeals.com. Shipping is free.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definite...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
There is a term out there called food faddists. You want to beware of the food faddists. When the term is used, you want to look behind the name caller, because you're going to soon find out that the hidden conspirator in the whole thing, who rules by ridicule, will cash in on your vulnerability by converting your health requirements to their dollars.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 after the hour now on Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I here to go through some of the trending items on social media. I see that Chris Rock has been asked to host the Oscars again this coming year, and he said,
Good for him.
Pass. Now, well, it would be a distraction. You pointed that out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It would be too distracting because of everything that just happened. And this is going to be what? Like the first time in a couple years or a few years that they would even have a host?
Yes. Right. He'd be a good host other than,
I think he's a funny guy. I believe.
Yes, he has. Yeah. Funny guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He's great.
Maybe they should ask Tom Brady to be the host. There's somebody that you wouldn't expect. All right. Let's have Tom Brady be the host of the Oscars. That's an interesting idea, right?
Interesting. Yeah, that's a word.
Okay. Jay says no to that. All right, speaking of Brady, apparently he's been going through some stuff, and that's why he wasn't around for a week or so. Some people theorize that he was on the Masked Singer.
Yes, right? Yeah, that he was actually taping for it. And he came out and said no. But here's the thing. Whether he's going through personal stuff or not, that's not anybody's business. And people just want to speculate. But he came out and was like, look, I'm going through stuff. I had it approved that I could take off. It was in the preseason. I don't actually have to be there. Like, back off.
He doesn't have to practice.
Let him and let everybody else live their own life. Let people have their personal lives. Stop prying as we
let him enjoy his $375 million deal. That's what happens after he gets finished playing.
Everybody needs to take care of their own mental health and whatever is happening in their personal lives. Sometimes you just need to step away and take care of stuff.
Yep. Money can't buy you love or happiness. There you go.
Yeah, money can't fix your problems unless your problems are money-related problems.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's a lady who doesn't have any money problems, Queen Elizabeth. So I'm trying to figure this out. She's going to appoint a new prime minister in Scotland because she's up there at Balmoral Castle in Scotland.
Yeah, she has those mobility issues still. So normally she would, she always is there in the summertime, and then she would travel back to London, whether she's at Windsor Castle or, oh my gosh, how am I blanking on the other one? That's the Windsor Castle, the big one.
Buckingham Palace?
Yeah. Yes. Normally she'll go to one of those places to do the ceremony of appointing the prime minister, but she's probably going to have the newly appointed prime minister meet her in Scotland for the ceremony instead.
All right.
It's sad.
So
she's in her 90s.
Boring Boris has to go up there and resign, and then somebody else gets appointed.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, she's 96. If she, wherever she wants to be, let's just go to
but
where
she doesn't want to not be the queen because, I don't know, do we? I'm going to say this, and I criticize people who say, well, this is what she's thinking. How do we know what she's thinking? But it seems that Prince Charles, her son, who's 73, would normally be the next choice, or he'd be there. But the queen seems apprehensive to move out of the way to let him go in there.
Once upon a time, for sure. That seemed like that was a lot of the rumors going on. But she's been relinquishing some of her tasks to him, and it seems like he's doing a good job. She has said that Camilla will be the queen consort.
Well, listen. Everybody's got a problem, right? Things are tough all over, even the subways in a hole.
At least it's not 20, Andrew.
Yeah, 28. Excuse me, thank you. 28 best.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
ExxonMobil has notified Russian officials it will sue the government unless Moscow allows the company to exit a major oil and gas project it has been working on for decades. A Kremlin decree banning certain transactions through the end of the year has blocked Exxon since early August from transferring ownership and selling its 30% stake in Russia's Far East. Pakistan's planning minister says early estimates show the devastating floods that hit the country have caused the equivalent of at least $10 billion of damage. Pakistan's government also reported one-third of the South Asian nation has been submerged underwater. Pakistan received $1.1 billion bailout from the International Monetary Fund. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Between the push to defund the police and soft-on-crime DAs in California, the perfect storm of lawlessness continues. A 13-year-old was shot by another student at a middle school in Oakland, California, Monday. Oakland Police Chief Armstrong on the rise in violence.
Nobody is immune from this level of gun violence. It's going to take all of our efforts to reduce gun violence in Oakland. Some people are arguing that it's a resource issue or that it is a police department issue. This is a people issue. There are people in our community who are picking up guns and shooting people. There is no excuse. There is no finger to point at. It's not the police department. It is people in our community who have become unable to solve conflict without using firearms. And that's sad because it's leaving so much trauma in this community.
After a time of worry for dog owners, many were relieved that the mysterious canine illness identified in northern Michigan was confirmed to be parvovirus, a serious illness for which there is a vaccine. Carrie Beer, an emergency and critical care specialist in Bloomfield Hills, said as long as your dog is up to date on routine care and vaccinations, they likely will be fine. It's been 200 years in the making. Today is National Frankenstein Day, 200 years since this story was first written. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Steffens Good Day Show.
Here's a good story from Georgia. Youngster being credited for helping find an elderly woman who'd been missing for 4 days. Brittany Moore and her son Ethan were playing with bubbles in their backyard when the bubbles drifted toward the family's fence line. So Ms. Moore went over there and said, "What do you see, buddy?" He pointed and said, "Feet."
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
Stories behind the stories, if you will. 34 at the hour now. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirser, James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. The Ukrainian war. Army began a long-awaited... Hello. Sugar. All right. So start that over again. Take two. The Ukrainian army, Jay, long-awaited counteroffensive in the southern region. According to the military folks, this is one of the first that fell to the Russians in the early weeks of the war. So they're going back in to chase the Russians out.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a lot of help.
Back.
Yep. So this is.
Putin thought it would take about 72 hours.
Yeah,
to
he'd be all
Ukraine.
Yeah.
Bless his been heart. In there.
It really is amazing how these people, this has been a good lesson for lots of people. They're still concerned about the nuclear power plant, and, well, they should be. It's That's not, it doesn't make anybody comfortable. You hear me extol the value and virtue of having nuclear power because I think it's much better for the environment than fossil fuels, but there still is a problem. It's not perfect. And then you wonder, in any circumstance where there's a problem and a fix, is the problem ever fixed with a perfect solution? Is there a perfect solution to any problem, really? Think about it. What's the perfect solution to an argument that you have with your husband, for example? Everybody's going to, okay, everybody will forget the argument.
The perfect solution is, you're right, honey.
Yeah. Okay, why didn't I see that coming? Okay. So much for that premise. At any rate, if you're listening to us in Jackson, Mississippi, we have three, is Jackson, Tennessee, Jackson, Mississippi, and Jackson Hole, Wyoming. There are three Jacksons that have this program on in their environment. So those of you who are in Jackson, Mississippi, you have no running water. And there is no time frame because the main treatment plant has been damaged. So 180,000 people who live in Jackson have no water. None. Zero. You got to go buy it at the store. Right? Well, I guess they're giving it away. The state's bought a whole bunch of water and they're handing it out. But how do you take a... Let's see. I'm going to open up a bottle of water and take a shower. I don't think so.
Oof,
not
yeah.
Going to work too well. Right? Anyway,
no, everyone's just going to have to be stinky right now because that water, you need that water to drink. Brush your teeth.
Yeah.
It's always, whenever they say we don't know when it's going to be back up and running, that's when it gets worrisome because when there's just no projected timeline.
Right. It's hard to know.
It could be hours. It could be days.
Yeah, getting help in there and getting the thing fixed. But there's nothing worse than somebody who's got BO. Seriously.
A few things.
Well, maybe. But being close to somebody, do you ever have to work next to somebody who had BO?
Yes.
Or BO? Right.
Yes.
So what do you do?
Or unwashed jeans. Somebody who's worn their jeans way too many times without washing them. That is just a funky kind of stuff that you can't get out of your nostrils.
Mm-hmm. Oof. Horrors. We were talking about the Queen being in Scotland. There's a big garbage strike there. So if you're planning on taking a trip to Scotland, you maybe want to wait a few days. The garbage collectors are on strike because they don't think they're getting paid enough. What should a garbage collector get paid? What's a good, fair wage?
A good amount of money.
They want a 5% raise there.
There's a physical labor to it because we see them, and they have that arm that comes out and gets the garbage cans. But if the person doesn't put the garbage can in the right area and set it up the right way, they have to get out and do it themselves.
I just think about garbage. And this time of year is so hot, the maggots that are in the garbage, and what do you have to deal with stuff that's in there that not just this, it's just gross.
And how many people don't do their garbage properly and put them in garbage bags? They just toss things in the cans themselves.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So the floods continue. This is really a weird summer for weather. There's a problem in Pakistan over in India. People say, well, why do we care about that? Well, because it's part of the human condition. We talk about it no matter where it is. About 1,200 people have died drowned in the monsoons in Pakistan in the last few days. One-third of the country is underwater. Now, imagine that. Think about it. Let's equate that to America. Let's say we take everything from Cleveland south and east, and it's underwater. How'd you like that? Or, maybe take the Mason-Dixon line to St. Louis, and everything below that is underwater.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine. I mean, you think about the hurricanes, all the water that flows in, and how long does it take for it to go away?
Storm surges,
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't think that would be a fun thing at all. 13-year-old caused a four-car crash, including a school bus. 13-year-old decided it wanted. She wanted to take a ride in her folks' car.
Mm-hmm. This was like at 8 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. Why isn't she on the bus on her way to school?
That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents didn't know she took the car?
No. Nope. And so she takes it out, rides into a school bus, and I don't think anybody was hurt. It just was a big crash.
No, nobody was hurt. There were no major injuries. She was cited, released to her parents.
Mm-hmm. So what do the parents do? Let's say when Mac gets older, here's the question. You leave the keys in the car. See, I leave the keys in the car, or the truck that I drive. But I don't have any 13-year-olds to jump into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would probably encourage a 13-year-old to drive on the farm, so that this is not something that would happen here necessarily. But it might happen to you and your family, right?
Yeah, especially because also it's you're in a safe location. It's not like you're in the middle of traffic or driving down an interstate or anything like that. But I keep my keys in my purse. Keys should not be left out for kids to do, because even if you have a good kid, who knows what peer pressure might do if their friends
aren't
don't have the same kind of thought process. You just take the temptation away and also monitor your kids. How did the parents not know where their child was?
So here's something that I want to know. This is kind of hitting the wall at the moment. The fellow who was at the center of the January 6th probe, Secret Service agent Tony Ornato, he was the top aide in the White House for the Secret Service, has retired. There are a lot of Secret Service officials who have announced their departure in recent weeks. He, like many of the others, they have their government time in, get their pension, and will pursue a career in the private sector. You know what that means. So is there a reason these people are retiring? Are there are some things floating around today, people retiring or leaving, that are associated not only with the January 6th probe, but the things that went on in the FBI's involvement in Mar-a-Lago? So are we beginning to see signs of all this stuff cracking? Was it a witch hunt? A lot of people think it was a witch hunt. Whether it was, some interesting things came out of it. But again, how much focus and attention should be paid to this versus other things that are going on that are pretty important? I consider this, I'm going to tell you a story about Princess Diana's Ford Escort. For me, this is far more interesting than all of the hoopla in Washington.
So many years removed, and we are still so fixated on Princess Diana.
It is an amazing story. Her Ford Escort, a car that would be worth on the open market today that year, probably $2,000, maybe $2,000. Auction, $764,000. For her Ford Escort, $764,000. Ready for that, folks? Let's contemplate that. I was trying to think of the most expensive car I ever had and what it was worth after I drove it 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I've known of cars, very expensive cars, the cars that sell at auction, like Barrett Jackson. Right? Or Meekum. Those are the two big auction houses. They sell some of those old cars, very valuable cars. Duesenbergs, Mercedes-Benz, that kind of stuff. An old Mercedes sold for $5.5 million at an auction. That's not a bad deal, right?
That is so absurd.
Well, some people like it. Like we talked about those cards the other day, the Mickey Mantle card that sold for what? $9.2 million?
Yeah.
Some people think that's pretty absurd, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good investment. In fact, speaking of that, Ted Williams was born in this date in 1918. Warren Buffett was born in this date in 1930. Now, there's somebody to look up to. There's something about him that just, it tickles me to see him. Listen, he's got his little Buick that he drives to work every day, and he stops at the McDonald's in Oklahoma City and gets a big, what do they call those, Egg McMuffin. And that's what he has for breakfast every day in his car on his way to the Warren Buffett, who is one of the, five wealthiest men in the world, drives a Buick to work, right? He has an Egg McMuffin that he eats in the car on his way to his office. What's wrong with that, right? I mean, other than Egg McMuffins are really pretty bad for you. But how bad can they be if he's, what is he, 89? He was born in this state? 1930. Okay, so what does that make him?
McMuffin.
Yeah, okay, 1930 to today, he's 92, right? 92 years old. He drives himself to work in his Buick, stops at McDonald's for a McMuffin, and that's his routine. He goes to the office and decides what he's going to buy today.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to aspire to.
Who is it? Betty White almost lived to be almost 100, and
yeah.
She credited hot dogs and vodka to her.
Did she cook the hot dogs in vodka, or did she drink the vodka while she was eating a hot dog?
I think it was just a two-for-one deal.
You think it was?
I don't think she cooked in the vodka, because then it takes away the alcohol. And then
it does?
It cooks the vodka.
Nothing left. Okay. Warren Buffett's most famous line that I ever read from him, be fearful when others are greedy, and greedy when others are fearful. There are words to live by. Think about that, right? Be fearful when others are greedy, and greedy when others are fearful. Take advantage of people when there's fear, and there's certainly a lot of fear around. And that does motivate the markets up and down. You see that all the time. Those people on Wall Street, they don't do anything except be worried about stuff. They're so full of fear. Wow. 48 past the hour.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs. We've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest
down-there trimmer
ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for another episode in the adventures of our Good Day health doctors. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Dr. Ken Kronos. The two of them add greatly to the information quotient that is an important part of Good Day as far as I'm concerned. And Jack has a lot of, he has his own podcast that he does every week. And then there's the podcast that we do with him. The most recent one is a focus on the central nervous system and how it works, and then the food that makes your nervous system work and respond much better. Don't you want to know what you eat and how it affects you, what you're eating, what it does to your body? I think that a lot of people just eat stuff and they think they're going to live forever. The stuff that you eat doesn't have any vitamins in it, doesn't have any minerals in it. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of the stuff that is discussed by...
It affects your mood, too.
Yeah, it does. Well, sugar and stuff. Dr. Jack, in this recent podcast, provides the answer for how to replace the missing minerals in our food. All of the Good Day Health podcasts, whether it's with Jack or Ken, available free at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. In a moment, Jack appears.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working on fight.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a deer.
Jack, were he to be here, would be brought to you in part also by one of the most important products that I have talked about, Jay, for years and years and years. On this program for over 5 years, the connection to health, the correct way, losing weight, keeping it off, the natural way with Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. You can go to Calitren.com. Actually, the more efficient way to deal with losing weight and getting the information from Calitren is to go to TopLoss.com, which is the website for all the info, the stories, the success stories, how this works. So if you want to try it out, use the discount code Doug. When you buy, you get 90 days, you buy a 90-day supply, you get 90 days free. That's the deal, a back-to-school special from Calitren at TopLoss.com. All right, so Jack, nice to have you here.
Glad to be there, Doug.
Yes, I know you are. All right, let's talk for a minute because that's about all we have. You've done a study of resveratrol, one of my favorite words because it's just fun to say it. Basically, eat a lot of grapes, you get a lot of resveratrol, right?
Yes, absolutely. Resveratrol is one of those powerful antioxidants that actually can cross the blood-brain barrier. The blood-brain barrier is like the ultimate bouncer at a nightclub on the street that won't let anything in unless it's absolutely necessary. Well, resveratrol is one of those things that will get across the blood-brain barrier, and some of the latest studies show it has a tremendous impact in preventing and reducing the beta amyloid plaques in the brain that are associated with Alzheimer's. It's a new study that's come out, and it's just one of the most powerful foods Mother Nature makes in fighting Alzheimer's.
So should we be taking supplements, eating lots of grapes, or both?
Supplement and resveratrol. That's why I always recommend HerbaVital from Standard Process. HerbaVital.
Yep. Find that at ForbiddenDoctor.com. HerbaVital, there are all, but I like also eating grapes. You got to buy red grapes, though, in order to get the benefit. All right, Jack, thank you for that update. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.